Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is 6 Steps for Preparing to Negotiate in Support of the Influencing and Negotiating Competency. Whether you are buying a car, negotiating a contract, or pitching an idea for a new program, it is imperative that you enter the negotiation prepared. No matter what you may be negotiating for, always expect that you will encounter resistance from across the table. Be ready so that you're not playing catch-up during the conversation. Here are 6 steps to help you prepare for any negotiation. Step number 1 is to know your strategy. If you are unsure of it, or if your strategy is unclear, the only way to get what you need out of the negotiation will be by luck, and luck is not a strategy. It is critical that you spend time preparing for your negotiations. When developing your strategy, identify what kind of negotiation you are engaging in. There are 3 basic types of negotiations to prepare for. 1. A one-time negotiation where you will be unlikely to engage with this organization or person again, like a one-time purchase. 2. The first in a series of repeated negotiations where you will be meeting with this same person or organization multiple times. This could be engaging in a long-term contract with potential option years. 3. A long-term relationship, like a joint venture with a university, where negotiations are expected for the duration of the relationship. The kind of negotiation will generally dictate how complicated the process will be. A one-time negotiation is the least complex, with the long-term relationship being the most complex. This is due to the type of relationship being established between the negotiators and the organizations. Remember to keep the relationships in mind as you formulate your strategy. Once you have identified the type of negotiation, the next element of knowing your strategy is to anticipate what kind of conflict you may encounter. Anticipating potential conflicts ahead of time enables you to prepare solutions that can help preserve what matters most to both sides. Coming into a negotiation with ideas for creating win-win solutions generates trust and goodwill between the parties. Consider why you are negotiating. Is this negotiation to fill a need that NAVFAC has? Or is it to take advantage of an opportunity that has arisen? The balance of power is very different in these 2 scenarios and can influence your negotiating strategy. Identify who has greater time sensitivity. How will delays in negotiations impact your project or program? Will deadlines be missed? Will costs rise, or will a critical system not be available? Also, consider how it will impact the other party. Will it cause financial pressures or disrupt business? Time can be a tool in negotiations depending on who feels greater pressure from a potential delay. Step 2 is to identify your goals for this negotiation and hone in on your key objectives. What is it that you are trying to get out of your negotiation? Is it the lowest price, the best value, specific capabilities, or a space within a particular location? Are you willing to pay more for faster delivery? How important is maintaining the relationship with the other party? Becoming clear on what you need to get for the deal to make sense is your bottom line. Without clarity around this, you risk signing a bad deal. Just as important as knowing what you need out of your negotiations is understanding your alternatives if you are not successful in making this deal. Take time to explore other options that you can pursue if your negotiations fail. If you cannot negotiate a deal, what is the best option to pursue? This could be using an alternative supplier or addressing a need with existing resources. Even if it is not optimal, having an alternative solution will keep you from signing a bad deal that will not meet your needs. Step 3 is to do your homework and prepare a SWOT analysis outlining both your position and the position of the other party. A SWOT analysis is a simple tool that helps you clearly identify your internal strengths and weaknesses and external opportunities and threats. Working with your negotiating team, conduct a SWOT for your position and get a clear understanding of where you stand going into this negotiation and to identify where your walkaway point is. Understanding this will keep you from signing a bad deal. Conducting a SWOT from the other party's perspective can give you some potential insight into their walkaway point, which can help you create solutions that they are more likely to accept. The fourth step is to compile options for a deal. Using all the work that you have done thus far, begin to examine what you are willing to accept or concede to ensure that NAVFAC gets what it needs. This is the point at which you can get creative, identify your absolute must-haves and absolute deal-breakers. Then look for all the possible trade-offs that can get you what you need. It is best to have a diverse team to provide a variety of perspectives to ensure that your team's needs are met and that the deal is sound. The fifth step is to formulate your trading plan. Now you prioritize your objectives. Identify what you are willing to trade and what you want in return. Make sure you are clear on your deal breakers. At this stage, you are putting your strategy to work and forming your plan for getting what you need and what you are willing to pay. You will also be clear on what is too high of a price to pay and what you will do should the negotiation not produce an acceptable deal. Once you have your trading plan set, the sixth and final step is to establish an agenda for the meeting and lay out what will be discussed and when. Work with your counterparts from the other organization you are negotiating with to schedule a time to meet and discuss the proposal. Be sure to share your agenda so that they know what to expect when the meeting takes place. This is important so that both sides can come together and focus on working to create a deal that is acceptable to both sides. Before entering into a negotiation, it is critical that you prepare and not rely on luck. To summarize, assess the situation, identify your goals, do your homework, compile options, form a trading plan, and set the agenda. Taking time to get clear on your strategy can make the difference in getting what NAVFAC needs. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil.